Welcome to FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. I am your host, Pearl J. We will be having an outstanding interview for you this evening. We have Leroy Brown coming on, a.k.a. LB. He'll be with us in just a few seconds. LB is out of Queens, born to Jamaican parents, and now doing his thing right here all over the country. He has a new single that he just released called Thotty Hottie. It was actually released February 14th of 2023. So we want to welcome LB to Faces of Success Radio.
How's everything? How's everything?
I'm happy to be here.
All right. Well, thank you for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio. We want to jump right on into your interview. We know that you did just recently release a new single called Thotty Hottie. What inspired you to write this song and release it for Valentine's Day?
A lot of people was playing to a lot of people thought it was a hot record. That think it's a hot record, and I thought it was a hot record too, but that's not my, you know, that's not my cup of tea. But I just did it to have fun and just, you know, enjoy music and you know, have artistry to it. And that was it. And then everybody was like, yo, this is a hot record. I was like, you know what, I'm gonna put it out for the ladies, you know.
All right, so let's talk about LB. Where did the concept come from? Tell me how, you know, how the whole name being LB came about.
My name was given to me first when I was a younger rapper, when I was coming up in New York with Leroy Brown. Bad, bad Leroy Brown. Everybody's playing that song, comparing me to that song. I was a little bad boy. Not that bad, but to a point, you know, some people would make a joke out of it, comparing me to the song. And it was, you know, it was legendary artist that gave me the name. That name, every time I tried to use that name, it would conflict with a lot of things, like the song Jim Crow, Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. So I said, let me reinvent the name and say Leroy Brown, a.k.a. LB, or Leroy, a.k.a. LB. Like the reinvention, you know, of LB.
Well, I understand also that your parents are Jamaican. So do you have any Jamaican twist to any of your songs that you are writing?
Yeah, I have a record out called, you can Google it, as Leroy Brown, Aw Man. It's kind of a little old, but it's like it's a hip-hop Jamaican record. You can tell it's a little reggae twist to it if you listen to it.
Who inspired you to be a part of the music industry?
My older brother, his name is Leon, and he inspired me to do music. He used to be, rap, and he was with an underground group called, well, a major DJ called Executioners. And we knew DJ Rob Swift, that is from Jackson Heights, that's real close to our neighborhood. I saw him rapping, and another person is Nas. My brother knew Ill Will, him and Nas, and I was Nas' best friend. And when he died, he showed me the video of Nas, because he was supposed to meet Nas. And when I saw Nas' video, I think it was Ain't Hard to Tell. And I was like, yo, I want to rap. This is what I want to do. And I was a little kid when that happened. I could say, I wouldn't say sing. I'll mostly say harmonize. People say I can sing, but I don't think I'm to that caliber of singing, my personal self. Yeah, I sing and rap. I just try to make good music of the emotion I feel, whether if it's going to be, you know, hardcore or it's going to be. My music is mostly, you know, emotional. I do mostly emotional rap mixed with reggae and, you know, Caribbean style. I do music about women. I do music about, you know, having a party and really just emotional.
So who does your production? Do you do your production yourself?
No, I choose producers or get introducing them through, you know, people that I know that, you know, that are aware of me. And there's a producer that I work with called Eggsy on the beat. And he's the one who did Thotty Hottie. And I work with another producer called John Boy Beats. He also works with Little Mama currently. So I got people like that that I'm working with right now.
Okay. So did your style evolve since the beginning of your career?
It stayed the same, but it evolved. I think a lot of people say they like my old music, but I think I got better with my music strategically and artistic-wise, how I create music.
Okay. And what is your main inspiration?
My main inspiration is my daughter, because, like, one thing that my parents did, they made sure whatever happened or if things happened to them, they'll make sure that I'm set up right. So I want to make sure my daughter lives upon my legacy and set up right so she can, you know, live a good life. I only have one daughter. I want to just work for myself first, but actually make sure she's okay and she, you know, to live a comfortable life.
I really want to compliment you on that. That's wonderful. You know, you don't get that out of a lot of men that have that type of positive combat as an inspiration. And so I think that that's a wonderful thing. What musician do you admire the most and why?
It's going to be a hard one. There's a couple of them. Well, I would say Nas, like I said before. And you know, I know a lot of artists, you know, kind of look up to him and you know, get inspired by him because he's never stopped. He's, you know, he's out. He was out since I was a little kid, and he's still going. And he's from Queens. He's from my city. And he represents me, you know what I'm saying, when he's rapping. So he inspires me a lot, and he's always trying to put Queens on the map. And that's how I want to do. Like, I want to make good music. I want to let people know that I'm from Queens, no matter where I'm at. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I'm an artist that has a lot to bring to the table, whether if I'm giving a little. But I'm not really trying to compete with no artist out there or look at anybody as a competitor because I'm fans of a lot of artists. So I don't look at them. I look at them like, yo, I'm going to get where you at. And that's it.
Okay. What skills are the most useful in the music industry?
I would say this is the first thing that's more useful for the music industry is to be a business skills. Once you have your business skills, then monopolize on talent.
So tell us about your best performance.
When I opened up for Fable from the rap group D4L straight out of Atlanta, and he's a major name. So when I did that show, I went there not knowing what was going on, and I just felt like I put on for the show. There was a lot of people there, but I forgot the number. I was opening up for him, so I thought it was a cool thing, opening up for an artist with a name and putting on a good show. Like, wasn't intimidated by that.
How do you energize the audience?
I just try to interact with the crowd if you're comfortable to interact with the crowd. And you have to just be yourself and just put on a good performance and let people know that you're serious about your work and you're having fun with your work. And I think they'll vibe with you because people just love the vibe that you bring. And that's why people like your performance.
Okay. And what is the biggest problem you think you ever encountered during your journey of music?
Being stubborn. Like, people always, like, I always look help with people, but a lot of people say, you know, because you always need help with everything, anything you do, especially when you're doing music. But is that I could do a lot of things myself. It's like, I want to be baby. It's like, yeah, you can do that yourself, and I just need to be more independent, and, you know, I'll survive.
Interesting. And what are your plans for the upcoming month?
My plans is just try to get my name more out there, work on my revenue, my promotion, getting more, building up my fan base more, because I have a fan base, but I was never consistent. I let my fans down, so I'm just trying to be consistent and bring more to the table besides just music, just artistry.
Do you have any artistic collaboration plans?
Not right now. I had some kind of big collaborations, but for future, I can get that. But I think, to be real with you, to try to invest into getting an artist, I think it's more investment into yourself to make you that brand so you could be the person that you're asking about and say, what artist do you like to work with? And they say your name. So I think all that investment should go into you as an artist so you can become that brand and that name so people want to collab with you.
And how do you think social media has changed the industry?
It kind of put the music industry in the back burner. Like, you know, it makes everybody an artist now. It makes everybody famous. And it's like, if you don't capitalize now, you can't just be an artist. You got to capitalize on different avenues now, different characters. You got to do acting. You got to do streaming. You got to do all types of stuff to make a lot of income. And as an artist, you can't just be an artist no more. So I think the internet was a gift and a curse.
How do you bring balance in between your music, your family, your kids, your lifestyle? How do you bring the balance?
When I focus on music, I just focus on music. I still could be, you know, I'm a regular person. No matter who I work with or things I accomplish, you have to learn how to discipline yourself, especially as a man, to know how to share your time wisely and how to work with your time. If I got to spend a weekend away from my dad, my daughter, there's a reason why I'm spending this time, because I'm looking at the bigger picture. Because I believe positively and righteously that we're going to see each other again.
Mm-hmm. And what are your interests outside of music?
I like to write movie scripts. I'm getting more into writing movie scripts, looking at movie scripts. I want to get into acting. You know, I took drama class when I was young. I was actually with a company, Hillary Beckford, Tyson Beckford's mother. I was under her company. I forgot the name of it because it was so long ago. And I just wasn't consistent with that. So I want to get back to the acting thing. I want to company. Like, I got my own, you know, clothing company where I do clothes for people. I do it for myself, which that's in the works already. So I want to, you know, I want to do different things, you know?
Well, that's good. That's really good. And if you could change one thing in the music industry, what would it?
Stop following. Be yourself. Have your own uniqueness. Have your own difference. And just be yourself.
And for someone that is following your footsteps, what advice would you give to them?
Make sure you always have a job. You work. And you work towards your dream. And always try to get your... Or whatever, whether it's your dream, whether it's your business, whatever you have ambition for, what you believe in, go with your gut feelings and work, try to get out that, because everybody can't do it, but if you can, try to get out that job, work towards your dream, and invest into it well so you don't have to work at that job and have freedom of what you
want
to do.
LB, what do you want your fans and followers to know about you?
I want them to know that, you know, I'm a realist, you know, I'm not perfect. I got a lot. My company's called Game Change Union, so I'm not trying to change the game, but I'm trying to change the way a lot of us look at things, and I want to inspire that to the young people and the older people. And we got to create, have our own lane of what we create. I'm just a guy that's a simple guy that understands a lot of different things, and I just want to make it to the top, you know?
We have Hottie Thottie in the studio with us right now. We're going to go to a break. I am your host, Pearl J. And we have Leroy Brown, a.k.a. LB, with us right now, live in the studio.
This is an X-Lay beat.
Why she yelling me like she ain't got no man? She see my diamonds flashing all around my neck. Can't do no talking, ain't no talking, we ain't friends. We just sit back and pull up and let them in. Where the f*** at? Where the ball at? Don't stop, we need all that. No, don't want it. Where the f*** at? Where the ball at? Don't stop, we need all that. No, don't want it.
Gon' love me all day, tryna get that shit to Olay. Anytime here, copper role. Hip hop, Frankie Lyman by my dole. She findin' and never get wet like the weather, rain on me like Coco. She ride that Benz like, oh no, get in the whip, that's a low blow. But he stay on me like I'm lonely, still feel some, still on me. I got that tiger like Tony, my frosted flakes, they OD. Diamonds in my ear like I'm Kobe, two shots in a hole like Kobe. I do it real fast and slowly, everybody get money, please show me.
Why she yelling me like she ain't got no man? See my diamonds flashing all around my neck. Can't do no talking, ain't no talking, we ain't friendly. We just sit back and pull up and let them in.
Where the f*** at? Where the ball at? Don't stop, we need all that. No, don't want it. Where the f*** at? Where the ball at? Don't stop, we need all that. No, don't want it. Jamal, we live by the bro code. High class, don't do no bro. A G on the low, need more dough. Fake cash with a four row slow mo. She needin' that pleasure. My thotty, my hottie got on knees like, whoa, bro. New cat asked me for a promo. Many brag by the dough, but they hobos. Get paper, ask where my f*** at. Cause LB don't do these bro cats. Don't wanna show, need more stacks. I got lay low, let the dough stack. Tell my investors, don't hold back. Boys send shots like a throwback. Tell fake dudes they can hold that. Real freeze, yeah, don't make that clap.
Why she yelling me like she ain't got no man? See my diamonds flashing all around my neck. Can't do no talking, ain't no talking, we ain't friendly. We just sit back and pull up and let them in.
Where the f*** at? Where the ball at? Don't stop, we need all that. No, don't want it. Where the f*** at? Where the ball at? Don't stop, we need all that. No, don't want it.
Okay, for those of you that are just tuning in, that was Hottie Thottie by LB. And you know what, LB, that song goes right there. And yes, you do have that Jamaican fabulous going into your music. You could actually tell that you do have Jamaican vibe, I just want to say. So for somebody that is just looking to purchase your music and perhaps book you, how do they go about doing that?
Well, you can go to my linktree.com, Leroy, a.k.a. LB, or you can follow me on Instagram, Leroy, a.k.a. LB, and you'll find everything there.
Okay, and so is your music now available on what platforms? Where can they find your music?
On all platforms, on Spotify, Apple Music, just Google Leroy Brown, a.k.a. LB, on my Spotify, my Apple Music, and you'll find all my music.
All right. And so what do you have coming up as far as upcoming shows that, you know, someone wants to come out and check you out live in concert?
I got a couple things coming up right now. Right now, I'm just sitting back and focused on, I got some shows coming up, but it's going to be in New York coming up. So thanks to Wet PR, you know, shout out to Wet PR for that. I'm just right now trying to create more ways to get more out there, you know what I'm saying? And then focus on the shows, to be real.
Well, we want to thank you for being a guest. For you, those of you that are just tuning in, we do have Lee Roy Brown, a.k.a. LB, in the studio. I am your host, Pearl J, on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. And we're going to go ahead and run it back one more time. Body Body by Lee Roy Brown. And I want to thank you for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio. And you keep doing your thing.
This is an excellent
Why she yell at me like she ain't got no man? She see my diamonds flashing all around my neck. Can't do no talking, ain't no talking, we ain't friendly. We just sit back and pull up and let them in. Where the f***
at? Where the ball at? Don't stop, we need all that. No, don't want it. Where the f*** at? Where the ball at? Don't stop, we need all that. No, don't want it.
Gon' love me all day, tryna get that shit said Olay. Anytime here, copper role. Hip hop, Frankie Lyman by my dole. She findin' and never get wet like the weather, ain't on me like Coco. She ride that Benz like oh no, get in the whip, that's a low blow. All these stay on me like I'm lonely, still feel some still on me. I got that tiger like Tony, my frosted flakes they OD. Diamonds in my ear like a Kobe, two shots in a hole like Kobe. I drill real fast and slowly, everybody get money, please show me.
Why she yell at me like she ain't got no man? She see my diamonds flashing all around my neck. Can't do no talking, ain't no talking, we ain't friendly. We just sit back and pull up and let them in.
Where the f*** at? Where the ball at? Don't stop, we need all that. No, don't want it. Where the f*** at? Where the ball at? Don't stop, we need all that. No, don't want it.
Jamal, we live by the bro code. High class, don't do no bro. A G on the low, need more dough. Fake cats with a four row slow mo. She needing that pleasure. My thotty, my hottie got on knees like, whoa, bro. New cat ask me for a promo. Many brag by the dough, but they hobos. Get paper, ask for my f stack. Cause LB don't do these bro cats. Don't wanna show need more stack. I got lay low, let the dope stack. Tell my investors don't hold back. Boy send shots like a throwback. Tell fake dudes they can hold that. Real freeze, yeah, don't make that clap.
Why she yell at me like she ain't got no man? She see my diamonds flashing all around my neck. Can't do no talking, ain't no talking, we ain't friendly. We just sit back and pull up and let them in.
Where the f*** at? Where the ball at? Don't stop, we need all that. No, don't want it. Where the f*** at? Where the ball at? Don't stop, we need all that.